Keep yourself in the loop of everything football on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. The latest news on and off the field, be it college football, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC to the NFL. We've got you covered. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Football Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. And as always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. All right. So it's now Friday, and we're going to have a little fun with today's show. There's not a lot right now going on in the NFL as far as topics, okay? I mean, I could tell you. Pretty much, probably come up with something or whatnot, but we're gonna hit a bunch of different stuff today, okay? So like I said, we're gonna have a lot of fun with it today. I mean, first segment, we're gonna start off talking about the XFL. How many times do we do that? Not many at all, right? So we're gonna talk about the XFL in the first segment, okay? And then we're gonna hit, like I said, just a bunch of different topics, whatever crosses my mind as far as the rest of the show. All right, we might get into some Brady and Rodgers debate. I mean, that's one debate that kind of intrigues me, just given the fact that, as far as pure talent, Rodgers is the better guy. But other than that, I mean, Brady's got all the accolades. This is what people value more, I guess. So maybe we'll get into that. Maybe we could talk about teams who, like yesterday, we talked about a few teams who can fly under the radar. Maybe we could talk about some teams who are expected to do a lot, kind of like how the Giants were last year and seemingly just struggled. Okay. So we'll probably do a segment like that, and like I said, for the fourth one, we'll come up with whatever else we need to talk about, all right? But nonetheless, I mean, like I said, we got some XFL talk, okay? This is not just the NFL podcast. This is the football podcast for the GSMC Podcast Network, all right? So we talk about all football leagues, but nonetheless, I mean, the news is that Vince McMahon's going to be putting a lot of money into this XFL league. All right, this Extreme Football League, I should call it. Okay. Let's see. It doesn't say how much he put into the league the first time, but nonetheless, I mean, yeah, 500 mil is supposed to be it. It's supposed to cover the first 3 years of the league, I believe. Okay, if I'm not mistaken. But that 500 mil is going to go to salaries for the players and coaches and all that. Players are going to be making at the minimum 75 grand a year. All right. And I mean, 75 grand is pretty good. Obviously, it's not what the NFL players are getting and whatnot, but 75 grand for the average person, I'd say, is a pretty nice income for a year. All right. I'd say that you could make the XFL could be your primary source of income. Okay. Of course, probably better to have like a spouse bringing some stuff in if it's just 75, but nonetheless, I mean, 75 is pretty much going to be the minimum. Of course, better players and players who are more in demand are going to be able to make more money than that, so it's not going to be a little thing where everyone's making 75 grand, okay? So there's that. I mean, the first time it came around, XFL players back in the 2000 or whatever it was were making 45, so obviously that's a big step up. It's a $30,000 increase. All right. I believe that they're going to be covering or giving insurance for injuries and all that. Let's see, anything else that I've missed? I think that's pretty much it. So yeah, basically, the point of this is McMahon's putting a whole lot of money into this league. Okay? And that's a big investment. All right. To put 500 mil into this league. Just given the fact of that, if I'm almost positive, they don't have a TV deal yet, okay? And they're not just trying to compete with the NFL, and I hope their goal isn't to compete with the NFL. All right, but you got the AAFL, the Alliance of American Football, and they really got to change that name because AAFL does not sound, like it doesn't roll off the tongue, okay? But unless you got to worry about them too. And I think that one's being run by Charlie Ebersol. Okay. And Charlie Ebersol is the one who he did the 30, directed the 30 for 30 on the XFL. All right, his father was Dick Ebersol. He was the former president of NBC Sports, and he was actually Vince McMahon's partner in the first XFL. All right. Let's see. Does the XFL even have its teams yet? I know the AAFL is working on that. All right. Oh, I guess it's the, is it the AAF they're calling it? Either way. All right. Like I said, I don't even think the XFL has a TV plan. Okay. And I mean, they're what, supposed to be starting the league in 2020? Okay. I mean, it seems like they're really behind on things, but nonetheless, I mean, it could work. And what would we consider success for these leagues? All right, because personally, I don't really see it lasting more than 5 or so years. Okay. They get to 10 years, I will be shocked. All right. And it's just like the AAF, AAFL, whatever they call, want to call the American Alliance of, the Alliance of American Football. All right. They're at least going to be in the springtime playing. All right, in February and all that. That's going to be taking place next season or next year. All right. And that gives them, I don't know, like the AAFL, is that supposed to be, is that like, I need to know what these leagues' goal is, these their goals. Okay? Is it to be like just, like, I don't understand. Why start a football league? Like, because if it's too, if it's to rival the NFL, then, I mean, what are we doing here? All right? Because you're not going to do that. That's just a waste of time. Maybe you can make it last. Maybe you can make it last for a few years or whatever. But after that, like, what's the main goal here? Okay? I think that, how do you say, trying to overthrow the NFL is way unrealistic, and they gotta have some other type of goal. All right, so let's see what teams they got in the Alliance of American Football. They got Atlanta, Birmingham, so Alabama's gonna be getting a team. Memphis, Orlando, Phoenix, San Antonio, San Diego. I guess former Chargers fans, well, San Diego Chargers fans get this team. All right, and then Salt Lake City. So it's what, 8 teams right now? Let's see, season tickets. What are season tickets at? Yeah. $50 deposit for 4 season tickets to home games. That doesn't sound too bad. All right, let's see. What are we looking at the head coaches here? Brad Childress coaching Atlanta. Actually, yeah, let's see what the AFL is all about here. Or the AAF. Yeah, so it's AAF. Okay, Alliance of American Football. No league in there. All right, let me see real quick what we're working with here. All right, so I know this was supposed to be an XFL segment, but the AAF is kind of ahead of themselves, and they got coaches and stuff, so let's talk about that. Atlanta's team, Brad Childress is going to be the head coach. The offensive coordinator, all right, Michael Vick's going to be the offensive coordinator there. Okay. They don't have a defensive coordinator lined up yet. Okay, so all we know about the Atlanta AAF team is that they got a head coach and offensive coordinator, Michael Vick being the offensive coordinator. All right. Brad Childress, the head coach. Birmingham, their head coach is Tim Lewis. Okay, Birmingham does not yet have an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Let's see, what is Tim? What do we know about Tim Lewis? He was a cornerback for the University of Pitt in 1979 through 1982. Let's see, defensive MVP at the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine Game. Drafted by the Packers, was the 11th overall selection in the 1983 draft. Played 52 games for Green Bay. Let's see, he's got a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown. Defensive backs coach for Pittsburgh. Let's see, he was the Giants defensive coordinator from 04 to 06. Won the NFC East in 2005. All right. He's basically been a defensive backs coach ever since. So he's got some coaching history there, some NFL history also. Memphis, Mike Singletary, the head coach. Good old Mike. All right. I'll never forget that Vernon Davis speech. Mike Singletary is going to be the head coach there. Do they have an offensive coordinator? They do not. I guess Atlanta is the only team with their stuff together right now. We all know about Mike Singletary, so you don't need a background on him. For those that don't know about Mike Singletary, played on the great 80 Bears teams and also yelled at Vernon Davis. All right. Orlando, their head coach is Steve Spurrier. All right. That sounds pretty good there. I mean, Steve Spurrier, obviously a college coach legend. So, I mean, there's some notable names as far as the coaches and whatnot. All right, Phoenix, let's see. What is Phoenix working with here? Rick Neuheisel. Who is Rick Neuheisel? All right, played college football at UCLA. Was a walk-on. Was a starting quarterback his senior year. Baker Mayfield type of road here he took. Let's see. Went to the USFL. Played for the San Antonio Gunslingers for 2 years. Then went to the NFL in the 87. Was with the Chargers and Bucks. All right, was a graduate assistant for UCLA in 1988, I believe. All right, let's see. Was an assistant coach at Colorado in 1994. Was the head coach, actually, the 94 season. All right. 1999, was the head coach of the Washington Huskies. They won the Rose Bowl and Pac-10 title. We're also ranked number 3. 2005, he was the Ravens quarterbacks coach. They went 13-3 that year. 2006, became the offensive coordinator. 2007, was the head coach for the UCLA for 4 years. And then since 2005, he's been a CBS Sports college football analyst. All right, so he's got some NFL work. And I guess, like I said, Atlanta, the only team with their stuff together right now. Let's see. Was that Salt Lake's team we just looked at? That was not. Salt Lake's team. Dennis Erickson. Why does that name sound so familiar? All right. Let's see. All right, yeah, he replaced Jimmy Johnson at Miami. That's why I've heard of him. So, let's see. They got the head coach. No offensive coordinator yet. So, that's Salt Lake City's team. Let's see. San Antonio's team. I'm going to have to find a favorite team to root for here, too. Mike Riley. All right. Let's see. Mike Riley, a big head coach guy. All right. Last coached the Nebraska Cornhuskers and went to Oregon State as an assistant in 2017. So then is that for San Antonio? What do we got for San Diego? Bring back Marty Schottenheimer for San Diego's team. We get Mike Martz. Okay. I mean, it's notable names here, at least. It's not just a bunch of rinky-dink guys out there. So, I mean, maybe the AAF is going to be decent, okay? Maybe it just might. All right, but nonetheless, it's going to be really interesting to see how it all ends up. Like I said, XFL, AAF, all going to be trying to come back. I'm not sure what success counts for here. Like, I don't know what their goal is. All right, so we'll see about that. But nonetheless, like I said, AAF going to be starting their season next year in February, I believe. So 2019, and then the XFL coming the year after. So we'll see how these leagues do. But nonetheless, we're going to wrap it up here, and we will be back. So stay tuned, and I'll be back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. We spent that first segment basically talking about second-tier football leagues, the XFL and the AAF, all right? AAF for those. And I feel like the AAF is the one that's most, is the one that's advanced the most as far as getting their league started rather than the XFL. And people know more about the XFL than the AAF. The AAF needs to do better to market itself. You don't want to end up like the NHL, okay? And I mean, I wonder how these leagues are going to work, because are we going to have drafts and all that? Like, I want to know all this. There's still so much that I'm kind of not really too sure about. All right? At least the AAF has a website. Let's see. Does the XFL have a website? Yeah, they do have a website. Let's take a look. Let's head over to the XFL. Let's see. I don't want to sign up. I don't want to create. I just want to see. Do you guys got any teams? All right. Let me take a little stroll through the XFL website and see what we're working with here. AAF, they got their website's pretty nicely set up there. All right, so the XFL, it says XFL 2020. And it's got a bunch of tweets about the XFL, like from guys like Mike Freeman and all that. Last tweets about it from, like, Adam Schefter, Mike Freeman, about Oliver Luck being named the CEO. Let's see, I want to know more. All right. I don't want to sign up. It says watch. What can you watch? XFL, not really impressing me here. All right. Definitely more into the AAF as of right now. All right. I don't know. Maybe I should sign up to maybe you could do like a little trial for the XFL, possibly. Who knows? All right, but nonetheless, definitely the AAF does have their stuff together. I mean, of course, XFL's got 2018, 2019, before 2020 they opened up their play. But nonetheless, I mean, we'll see how it all goes down there. And I'm curious, I mean, what kind of players they're going to be bringing in and all that. I mean, is anyone going to be bringing in Tim Tebow? All right, Tim Tebow actually for the last month is at 300 with his minor league team. Got voted into the All-Star game. Tim Tebow might just say, forget this whole NFL thing. This comeback or whatever. I'm just going to be a full-time baseball player. All right. People saying, oh, yeah, he already is a full-time. I don't really consider Tim Tebow a baseball guy yet. All right. Not yet. I'm not. No. All right. But who knows? Good old Tim could end up in the MLB. I mean, the Mets are bad enough to where it's a possibility. Okay. Actually, where are the Mets right now in their standings? We're going to do a little crossover here as far as football and baseball. Let's see. Tim Tebow, watch. Is there a chance for him to make it into the MLB this season? They're 32-46, 12.5 games back of first. And from what I've seen, things aren't going pretty well over in New York for the Mets at least. The Yankees, that's different. All right. So, I mean, we could see Tim Tebow in the NFL. All right. So it's a possibility, but nonetheless, I mean, who knows? But like I said, I mean, you think he'd turn down a deal to go to the XFL or AAF? I can't do the AAF thing. It's really annoying. It needs to be AFL or something like that. All right, we got XFL, we got NFL. Don't try and change it, okay? Whatever your first name of your company is going to be, make that the first initial. And then FL needs to be American Football League, needs to be Alliance Football League, something like that, okay? Or the AAFL, something like that. But nonetheless, AAF sounds like an insurance company, okay? That's what the AAF stands for. Sounds like I want to go buy insurance from them. So, that's something they need to work on there. Alright. I saw something with Jameis Winston also. I was talking about yesterday how if you're the Bucks, you got to think about cutting the guy. And I saw it was reported by Pro Football Talk that if Jameis Winston has another issue with the personal conduct policy, he could be suspended for a whole year. Okay. If you are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you got to think about that, right? I mean, you can't tell me if you're the Bucs that you definitively trust that Jameis is going to be a role model citizen. Is it upstanding citizen? An outstanding citizen going forward. Okay? I don't think you could trust them yet. And there's a point here where, okay, Jameis coming into his fourth year, okay? And if you keep him after the season, you got to extend him, right? You got to give him a lot of money to be your quarterback. Okay? And like I said, he violates the conduct policy again, personal conduct policy again. Chances are he's going to be out for a year. Okay? Do you want to pay a guy who could miss an entire season? Like I said, you don't know for sure because you're not sure if Jameis is going to change his ways. Okay? But that's something that you got to take into account. All right? And I'm not sure that's something that the Bucks really want to do here. And I'm not sure, like, with his rookie deal, like, I think actually they, because there's a, with rookie deals, you pick up an option and you get to keep him for a fifth year, isn't it? And if it's that, then I'm almost positive that the Bucks did pick up his fifth year option. Actually, let's get into his contract a little bit more and see exactly, all right, what we're dealing with here as far as his rookie deal. Because contracts are always pretty, how do you say, confusing. All right. So it was Ricky deal. So yeah, they got him under contract for 2019 because they picked up his option. Okay. Let's see. I mean, he got a 4-year, $25 million contract coming into the NFL. Let's see. It was all guaranteed too. Must be nice, all right, to be a quarterback coming into the NFL, especially the first round picks. You're going to get the best contract out of everyone. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, that deal is going to be done pretty soon. Like I said, 2019. So they do have at least this year to think about it all. So, I guess, yeah, Jameis isn't going to be getting cut this season. There's no way that they do that. They're not going to give up on the guy, given that they have him for one more year. Okay. But like I said, I mean, you do need to think about the fact that he messes up again. He's getting suspended for a season. As a team, as a franchise, you can't really afford to let that happen. Okay, so it's either you got to tell Jameis, you know what? You got to let us know right now if you got it, if you got your head on straight. But I mean, what's he going to tell you? Yeah, he does. So Tampa Bay's in a real sticky situation here. I'm not really sure what you do with Jameis Winston. All right, like I said, you bring him back, you're going to have to extend him, give him a large deal. Because, I mean, Jameis Winston is a good quarterback, and a team will pick up Jameis Winston to be their starting quarterback if Tampa Bay were to let go of him. Okay? And it's not like Tampa Bay offers him a deal, and boom, it's all good. Jameis has to agree to it, too. Okay? But nonetheless, I mean, there's a lot of risk going on with keeping Jameis going forward, and there's a lot of risk going on with letting him go. All right? Jameis put Tampa Bay in a real tough spot here, and Tennessee's looking smarter and smarter each day with their pick. All right. Well, I mean, it's not like Tennessee had a choice since Jameis went number one and Mariota went number two. But I guess they could say Tennessee feels happy about the guy they ended up with. All right. So it's going to be real interesting to see what ends up happening with the Bucks and Jameis Winston. I mean, do you cut the guy? Who knows? All right. Who knows what they got planned? But nonetheless, I mean, it's going to be a rough season for Tampa Bay. Okay. You got to play the Saints twice. I mean, can you see the Bucks beating the Saints twice? They're already going to lose to them once. All right, they play them week one in New Orleans. That's already a loss. I mean, I don't see them beating any of these teams twice in their division. They're probably going to split with at least one of them. Chances are they go 1-5 in the division. Okay. And I mean, like I said, I looked at their schedule. They're going to start off 0-3. So chances are they go 6-10, 7-9, possibly if Jameis looks good. Worst case scenario, they go 4-12. And I mean, if they're terrible this season, then I think you do move on from Jameis. Alright. Like I said, I mean, we've always said with Jameis, he's got all the tools to be a top 5 quarterback. It's just the guy cannot get his head on straight. I'm not really sure why these NFL players love to throw away their future, but nonetheless, they do. Alright. This was supposed to be the golden year for the golden age of Tampa Bay football. Finally got your quarterback. You got great receivers. All right. Your defense stunk, though. Head coach is, no one really knows about him. A lot of uncertainty going on in Tampa Bay. All right. Usually it'd be the Miami Dolphins as the most dysfunctional team in Florida, but Tampa Bay's taking that from them. And I feel like these teams in Florida aren't really too dysfunctional anymore. Like Jacksonville, they're on the up and up. Miami, they could be. All right, is it just Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Miami, and Florida right now? I think it is. So I'd say right now, as far as the Florida power rankings, it goes Jacksonville, Miami, and then Tampa Bay. All right. It's not looking good. I'd say right now the Miami Hurricanes are in a better spot than Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's just the way it is. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we'll be talking about some other things going on in the NFL, some things that crossed my mind as far as the NFL. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. So far, we spent the show talking about the XFL, the AFF, or the AAF. And then we talked a bit about Jameis Winston again in that second segment. For those that don't know what the AAF is, the AAF isn't the, yeah, the AAF, that's the American Alliance, or the Alliance of American Football. Again, I'm not sure why they didn't just call it the AAFL or the AFL. I mean, just keep it at the American Football League and leave it there. I don't think there's ever been an American Football League. I don't know. Can you do the AFL considering the fact that the Arena Football League had that? I mean, the Arena Football League is no more, so I don't think you could really... I mean, I guess unless they own the rights to that still. It's a possibility. That might be it. I think I might have just solved the crime here. All right, so I think that's why it's not the AFL. Well, I mean, it couldn't be either way because it's two A's. Either way, it's a problem and they need to fix it. Okay? The AAF just does not sound like a football league. Like I said, it sounds like you're going to buy insurance from a company. Okay? But nonetheless, there's that. Like I said, we talked about Jameis Winston. We talked more about Jameis Winston because of the fact that if he violates the personal conduct policy one more time, he could be suspended for a year. Okay? And if you're Tampa Bay, you don't really want to deal with your franchise quarterback being out for a whole year. All right. So we'll see what they want to do, but they do got some questions there. Okay. They really do. But of course, like I said, we already covered that. I mean, the NFL right now, like I said, it's in the dog days of summer. I don't even know if I'm using that phrase right, to be honest. I've never understood what that exactly meant. All right, but nonetheless, I mean, yeah, there's not too much going on in the NFL right now. Like, all the stories that come out are during this time in the NFL tend to be bad ones. All right, so I mean, right now we're just how do you say, we're in minicamp right now. Teams are hurt and players don't get hurt. All right, teams are also hoping their players don't get arrested. Also hoping they will get suspended, R.E. Jameis Winston. All right. Speaking of suspensions, Robert Turbin, Colts running back, suspended for a PED violation. Going to be out the first four games of the season. All right. Eligible to return week 5 against New England. I mean, let's see. What was his statement? It kills him that this allowed, he had allowed it to happen. It's always been his priority in life to maintain and to display a high level of leadership both on and off the field. Basically, it's the same statement we always get. Made a mistake, won't do it again. Never try to hurt the integrity of the game. All right. So, I mean, the Colts running back spot is even thinner. All right. Now you got to rely on guys like Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins, the rookies they drafted. You got Christine Michael, the ultimate. This is his year running back. Is this going to be the year that Christine Michael takes over? And I don't know how Christine Michael, like, he's made an NFL career off of that. Just being the guy that, like, this is his year. He's going to take over. He's going to be the starting running back for this team. Like, he's finally got it figured out. I don't know. They got Josh Ferguson, too, so. Obviously, I mean, you couldn't tell me where half of these guys went to school, if not all of them. Of course, you do have your Marlon Mack fans and all that. But nonetheless, I mean, yeah. Colts running back situation is not looking great. But, I mean, is that a problem for the Colts, given the fact that if Andrew Luck's 100%, they should already be good? All right, I'm real curious to see what the Colts look like this year. I mean, on paper, they're terrible. They're one of the worst teams in the league with Andrew Luck. All right. But, of course, we don't play on paper. Okay. I mean, you got the Colts who, I mean, you could throw me out there as a starting receiver, and I'd probably be an upgrade. All right. But nonetheless, we've seen that the Colts, with Andrew Luck, it doesn't matter who's out there with them. You're gonna be fine. All right. So that's kind of like with the Colts, I'm kind of on the fence about them. All right. They could be terrible. They should be terrible. But they also could be a playoff team. It could be a team who maybe makes the Super Bowl this season. All right. We forgot about Andrew Luck. That's one thing I've noticed. We forget exactly how great he was when he was out there. Okay. And, I mean, let's not forget, the guy was in an AFC Championship game. Obviously, that was the game that gave us Deflategate, which was one of the dumbest things I've ever witnessed, being a sports fan. All right, but looking at Andrew Luck over his career, let's see. Last year, he played football, was 2016. All right, missed the entire 2017 year. Only played 15 games in 2016. 2015, he only played 7 games. All right, and the 3 years before that, first 3 years of his career, he played all 16 games. Went 11-5 for the first 3 years of his career. How many quarterbacks have done that? Gone 11-4. They had the same record 3 years in a row. All right, rookie year they go 11-5. Actually, let's look at his playoff games. That's what I'm most interested about with Andrew Luck is his playoff games. So let's see, his rookie year 2012, they play one game, they lose to Baltimore 24-9. All right. Luck throws 54 passes, completes 51% of them. All right, 288 yards and an interception. Not great. Not great at all. The next year, they play the Chiefs. They win that game 45-44. Luck completes 64% of his passes, 443 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks. And then they play the Patriots. They lose that one 22-43. Luck completes 48% of his passes. That isn't, no, yeah, 48% of his passes, 331 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Andrew Luck might not be the best postseason quarterback. All right, and then 2013, they beat Cincinnati, beat Denver, and then that's the Deflategate game where they lose 45-7. Luck only completes 36% of his passes, 126 yards, 2 interceptions. Against Denver, he threw 2 picks, too. So, I mean, he's played 6 playoff games. He's thrown 12 picks. I don't know. That's a bit unnerving, I'd say. Is that the right word to use there? Either way, Andrew Luck hasn't been great in the playoffs. All right. They haven't been in the playoffs since. Like I said, I mean, dude's been injured. Okay. So, 2015, they don't make the playoffs because the guy only plays 7 games. 2016, I don't even think he should have been out there. I think he was still playing injured there. All right. So we'll see what the Colts end up doing this season. I mean, his best year was the year they went to the AFC Championship game. He threw 40 touchdowns that season, 16 interceptions, 4,700 yards. All right. We'll see what the Colts got planned. But nonetheless, I mean, no one's really expecting much from them. All right. Running back, not looking great. Receivers, you got T.Y. Hilton. After that, it's not great. Offensive line, you did draft Quentin Nelson in the first round, then another in the third or second round, if I believe. All right. Defense isn't anything to... isn't anything to rat home about. It's not great or anything like that. All right. Plus, you play in the AFC South, where you got the Jags, who made it to the AFC Championship game last season. Titans made the playoffs, and the Texans should be a whole lot better than... or a whole lot better this season with Deshaun Watson coming back and being healthy. I mean, we'll see. All right. Like I said, that AFC South, it was the laughingstock of the NFL for quite some time. Now, one of the best division in AFC for sure. As far as where it stacks up with the NFC divisions, I'd say it's better than the NFC West. And would I take it over any of the other NFC divisions? I'm not taking it over the South. I'd say it's probably, it'd be the fourth best division if it was in the NFC. All right, so I'd say it's the fourth best division in football. All right, but nonetheless, like I said, Colts team, you got to watch out for, okay? And I don't know why, I just haven't really been able to believe the Colts as far as saying that Andrew Luck's healthy and he's ready to go. Like, Andrew Luck saying he's going to be there week 100% against the Bengals, like, I can't trust that at all. All right. So we'll see if they're lying to us, if Andrew Luck's truly healthy. And I mean, even then, so, he missed the whole season. All right? Who knows whether or not he's going to come out rusty. So, we'll see about them. But nonetheless, that is a team that, believe it or not, I know it sounds crazy, but could make the Super Bowl this season if Luck is as good as he used to be. So, we'll see there. But anyways, we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we'll be talking about anything else going on in the NFL, anything else that crosses my mind. Kind of been the theme of the show today. So, stay tuned for that, and I will be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Alright, and welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. So far today, we pretty much talked about whatever's been going on. I mean, talked about Jameis a little bit more today. Talked about the XFL, the AAF also. Talked about the Colts. I mean, there's no real topic that needs to be discussed. I mean, I guess Jameis, but we covered that yesterday and today. Alright, NFL's been pretty quiet lately. I mean, after the draft, I mean, there's not really much else going on. We got free agency in March, so that's already over. Draft coming late April. Then we got May, nothing. June, nothing. About to hit July. I mean, training camp doesn't start till the end of July, so July is basically nothing. We got to wait till August before we start seeing some games. When's the Hall of Fame game, too, actually? Is that August or is that late July? All right. Let me see if I can find when the Hall of Fame game is. Count down to that. Alright. August 2nd, that's the Hall of Fame game. So yeah, that's early August. So yeah, July basically consists of nothing. Hall of Fame game is Bears at Ravens. That's decent. At least we get to see Lamar Jackson play a lot. Right? See Lamar Jackson play a lot. Mitch Trubisky will probably go Oh, I'm curious. Mitch Trubisky, he's got to play at least a couple series in that Hall of Fame game. All right. Tariq Cohen. Let's see. Oh, Lamar Jackson's going to be the story of that game. I mean, imagine. That's going to be our first taste of football since February. Okay. Lamar Jackson, probably one of the most scrutinized players coming into the draft as far as just talk about him. He comes out, lights it up in that first game. Like I said, it's the first game we've had of football since February. So people are going to be with their hot takes ready. All right. Lamar Jackson tears it up, throws for over 100 yards, throws a couple touchdowns, no picks, looks great. I mean, how much longer till the when's Flacco going to get bench takes come out? I'm being serious, dude. It could happen. All right. The Hall of Fame game is a dangerous one for people who, for teams who got questions surrounding them. All right. Because everyone's going to be watching. And I'm curious, what do the Hall of Fame game's numbers look like? All right, as far as ratings. I mean, it's the first game of football since February, like I said. All right. I know I watch it. And I'm sure all the other NFL fans got to watch it. Let's see. Variety magazine. Let's see. They got an article on the Hall of Fame game. Hall of Fame game last year was what? Was it Cardinals Cowboys? I think it was. All right. I mean, the Hall of Fame game, yeah. That's the highest broadcasted show out there on the day. It was last year. All right. So the Hall of Fame game does numbers, I guess. I mean, like I said, you'd expect it to. That was a game with the Cowboys, and the Cowboys always tend to, how do you say, bring out the best in the NFL's ratings. All right. But, of course, I mean, the Hall of Fame game, we get so excited for it. And once it gets here and you're watching it, you're like, oh, this stinks. All right. And that's one thing preseason football will do to you. I remember last year, I was so excited for the preseason. All right. Finally get to watch my favorite team. Football's back. NFL Network's got all the games playing all day. Gonna see what these rookies look like. And it's just like, wait, yeah, we got to see more people play than just the first round picks. All right. We got to see old John Doe, who barely got picked up as an undrafted free agent, play. He's wearing number one. He's a linebacker. All right, so you know he's not going to make the team. But, of course, I mean, it's football. All right. But there's one thing with the NFL. I mean, there's always been talks about should they shorten the preseason. I think that's an idea where they're thinking of the fans. And it's always good to think of the fans and whatnot, but I mean, the preseason, I feel, is more so for the team rather than is for the fans, all right? If you're a fan and you think the preseason's too long, just don't watch two of the games, all right? Just watch the second and third game and you'll be fine, okay? But nonetheless, I mean, I am excited for preseason. We got training camp coming up end of July, like I said. Well, as of right now, I mean, there's not much else going on in the NFL. It's been pretty quiet. It's been one of the more quiet NFL off seasons. Recent memory, I'd say. Or is it always bad like this? All right. Let's see. You got Nigel Bradham, Eagles linebacker, getting suspended one game for an assault thing in 2016. Let's see. Buccaneers released their right guard, J.R. Sweezy. Let's see, what else is going on in the NFL right now? That's pretty much it, man. The NFL is not really doing us a favor as far as topics. Jerry Rice actually said that he could come back and play still in the NFL. You think these guys still believe it? Or you think Jerry Rice is just trying to get back into the headlines? All right. I mean, let's see. When was Jerry Rice's last year in the NFL? That was like, what, 2004 maybe? I know he went to the Super Bowl with the Raiders in 2002. Alright. So let's see. One of the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice. He retired. He's 55 right now. Alright. He retired back in 2004 with the Seahawks. Well, the last team he played for was the Seahawks. Let's see. In Seattle, what did he? He had 25 catches, 362 yards, 3 touchdowns. All right. Started off that year with Oakland. Played 6 games there with Oakland. Didn't really do anything. All right. 2002 year when they went to the Super Bowl, he caught 69. Actually, he caught 92 passes. 92 passes, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns. Jerry Rice was playing well for a long period of time. Okay. Why did they get rid of him, San Francisco? That's one thing I want to know. All right. Is it because of the whole Terrell Owens thing? They were ready to make him the full-time guy? So, I mean, Jerry Rice, I feel like you could have had T.O. and him on the same team still. I mean, Jerry Rice, he put up 1,000-yard seasons in Oakland. High catch numbers. 2000, his last year with the 49ers, he put up 75 catches for 805 yards, 7 touchdowns. I mean, obviously, that's still contributing something. But nonetheless, good old Jerry boy here thinks he could come back and play well. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But I don't know. I guess you just let these old-timers think they could do it. All right. And I mean, maybe Jerry could. I mean, you got Terrell Owens, who was, what, 40-something years old? How old is T.O.? All right. T.O.'s out here still running a 4.4. All right, as far as his 40. Let's see. Terrell Owens. How old are you, Terrell Owens? Terrell Owens has got to be, like, what, 43, I think? Let me see. 44. 44, and he's ran a 4.440. The middle name's El Dorado, too. You got a Canadian football team throwing T.O. on their negotiation list. All right. Would you watch T.O. on the Canadian Football League? I think I would. All right. Johnny Manziel still hasn't gotten a chance there, but nonetheless, I mean, Jerry Rice thinks he could still come back. I don't think that's the case, but of course, we'll never know. I like seeing, remember when Michael Jordan, all right, you say, oh yeah, I can come back and still be one of the best. I don't know. I mean, those guys were good enough to the point where you kind of want to see them do it. Of course, Jerry's already in the Hall of Fame. He did have to revoke that, I think, or something like that to come back. But of course, like I said, it's always a nice topic to go over when the NFL's not giving you else much. Looking at the receivers now, I mean, is there anyone that really comes to Jerry Rice's level? I think that's Antonio Brown, honestly. I think Antonio Brown, you could argue, is a top 10 receiver all time. All right, and he could end up being one of the best receivers of all time. Dude, he's that good. I mean, the guy's only 5'10", but he runs routes well. He's fast. He can go up and get the ball, touchdowns, catches, everything. He literally does everything that you need in a receiver. All right, when are we going to start talking about Antonio Brown as far as being one of the best of all time? Best receivers of all time. Okay. I mean, that's a legit question there. Like I said, the dude has been on fire for a while. Okay. But who knows, so. We're going to wrap it up here. Today we talked XFL and AAF. Alright, we talked Jameis Winston, talked about the Colts, and then for this segment, talked about anything else crossing my mind as far as the world of football goes, talked preseason and all of that. Alright. So thanks for listening to the GSMC Football Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. I will be back on Monday, so stay tuned, and I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.